Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Guys, you remember the first time like your significant other met your family or your extended family and how nervous you were? At least for me, it was just like every word you wanted to be accepted by the family. It's pretty stressful, right? So Jackson Kim, our phone screener here, has been going out with Kate for how long now?
We met last June, and we've been officially dating since last November, so officially over a year.
And she has met your immediate family, but this Thanksgiving, she met everybody.
Exactly. My parents live in the state, and so we're close by, and I have a few aunts and uncles that also live here. So she's met a few cousins and aunts and uncles intermittently throughout the last year, but this is the first time where like everyone was going to be together at once, especially all of like my out-of-town relatives as well.
So this is going to make a statement, I think, in any culture also, when you bring somebody up around and to meet not only the immediate but the extended family, everybody's like, okay, Jackson here is serious about this girl.
It's a big deal. You know, the rumblings start happening a few months beforehand, like, oh, we hear someone's dating someone. Like, do you think they're going to bring them around for Thanksgiving? It's always like a lot of anticipation leading up towards it. And then when you do end up bringing them around, it does make a statement that like, okay, things are definitely pretty serious enough for them to be around.
And have you met her family and her extended family?
I have met her family and her extended family. They live out in Philly, so not as convenient to get to, but we've flown up there twice this year.
Okay.
And how do you feel like you did?
That was also a terrifying experience, probably a story for another day. But I think that I did well.
All right. So did they give her the same kind of inquisition that they gave you when you walked in the house as well?
So she didn't show up she had to actually work Wednesday. And so in order to avoid traffic and everything, it didn't make sense for her to drive like the hour and a half to my grandparents' house that day. And so she actually met up with my cousins later that night. And so she didn't meet everyone officially until the next day. But of course, when I got there, they're like, where's your girlfriend? Where's your girlfriend? Like that was part of the inquisition of where's your girlfriend? So I had to explain all that to them. The thing about my family is that while most families celebrate Thanksgiving, you know, on Thanksgiving, our celebration tends to start much earlier and will actually go throughout the entire week. There's like a Google calendar and invites that get sent out with like dinner plans and everything that's going on throughout the week. So it's a lot to take in for a newcomer. Sure.
Okay. So you bring Kate around the family and you told us yesterday you thought everything went absolutely great.
I did. I really did. I was really proud of her. The thing is, all of my cousins and siblings can attest to this, like leading up to it, there's always like a big sit down that you have to have with your significant other and tell them like, just by the way, there's a lot for you to prep. We're a loud family. We are a big family. We're a family that likes to have a lot of fun, but we've also all known each other for our entire lives. So it's like catching up with siblings, honestly, that have lived across the country when we see all of our cousins. So it's a huge reunion and I'd say it's a big deal. So I have to do there's a lot of like prep conversations that go into it. What to expect.
You got certain individuals you got to warn her about?
Exactly. Okay. Certain everybody to warn about, certain that are probably going to ask some probing questions that she needs to just like take as is, and it's nothing like personal or anything. It's just the way that they operate.
Okay. On a 1 to 10, this will be my last question, then we'll get your sister on to give her take on it. On a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being, oh my God, nothing went wrong. Everything was perfect. Everybody loved each other. It was a wonderful experience. Where are we at?
I'm going to give it a solid 9.
9?
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Damn. She impressed everybody.
I think so.
A 9. All right, so let's get your sister on here. Leah, before we even get into how the details of how you think it went, I had Tommy ask you off the air on a scale of 1 to 10. Oh, God. What did you think How did it go?
I felt like she did a pretty great job. I would definitely say she was at like maybe an 8.5, 8.
Okay. All right.
All right.
So when they left, everybody was talking well about her. I mean, your impression of the family with her?
Because you know when she left the room, y'all talked about her, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, to be fair, even during that first dinner where she wasn't there, once again, Jackson had mentioned that we were talking about her. But yeah, it was all good things. And the thing about our family is that, yeah, you have to impress the aunts and uncles, obviously, but also our cousins. So the different levels of, like, you know, impressions and getting to know people and expectations that the adult set versus the quote unquote kid set.
Is there one person in the family for your entire family that if everybody liked Kate and this one person didn't, like a grandmother or a grandfather maybe, then it doesn't much matter? Like in the Electoral College, they're Texas and everybody else is like New Hampshire.
There's definitely a couple, I think. My grandparents are definitely, they have a big say in it, but they're so old now that, like, I can't really fully trust their judgment on everything. Not to say that they said anything bad, but...
So you're saying they're senile. Is that what you're saying?
I mean, my grandpa just turned, like, 95, so he's,
damn.
Like...
Okay.
He's up there, you know? But I do have also one aunt that lives out in L.A., and she's, like, a super successful lawyer, and she's the one that, like, usually people were kind of... my aunts and uncles were waiting for, you know, Kate and I to, like, come up and me to introduce her. My aunt just walks straight up to her and is like, this is me. Like, hello, nice to meet you.
All right, let's get to the nitty-gritty, Leah. So you gave her, like, a solid 8.5. What was the one thing that could have pushed her to a 10?
I think just maybe, honestly, the fact that this was her first time, mm-hmm. I think just, you know, comfort levels aren't necessarily all there. But like I said, I feel like there was nothing in particular she did wrong by any means.
Gotcha.
Like, she was able to rally and keep up, but also did very well with the questioning and the more formalities and the interview kind of questions and things of that nature.
Okay. I feel like it's a family pageant.
Good political response.
Seriously.
It's nothing there, I guess.
It went perfect. It's like that Westminster thing.
Yeah.
Did your mom and dad run around with her, or did you run around to see if she was jumping over couches?
Well, the thing is, like, with our cousins especially, like, the big thing that we love to do is, like, you know, after dinner, everyone kind of, like, will settle into the basement, and we go and get our party on, and, like, it's all, like, drinking games and having a really good time. And so being able to hang in that atmosphere is, like, hugely vital, and she kept up perfectly.
Oh, awesome. And not make a complete ass out of yourself
when
you're wasted.
Exactly.
All right, Leah, thanks for joining us. Appreciate you.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me.
So it went as well as you thought it went.
Exactly.
Well done. The Burt Show.